Welcome to a brand new Masechta, Maseches Ksubis. It's a schus and a merit to have you along for this journey. Bezos Hashem, with the hope of Hashem, the merit, the schus of learning around 5 minutes of Mishnayos daily should stand by you and your family, and it should bring you tremendous hatzlacha and tremendous success. This Masechta, Maseches Ksubis, predominantly discusses halachas that pertain to a ksuba. What's a ksuba? A ksuba is a document that obligates the husband to his wife in many different things. In the document, it discusses the fact that the husband is obligated to support his wife, to provide her with clothing, to provide her with intimacy. But the main point of the ksuba, and a lot of what's discussed here, is the hischayvus, is the obligation, that in case the marriage terminates, either due to divorce or the death of the husband, there is a cash amount that must be paid to the woman. So what is that cash amount? So we know that the Mishnah teaches us that if a person marries a basula, he marries an unmarried woman, she was never married, a virgin, the halacha is 200 dinar. If a person marries an almana, a widow, or a grusha, a divorcee, then it's 100 dinar. The husband, if he would like to, can add on to the amount of the ksuba. That what's called in halacha tosefes ksuba, but you can't have less than 200 for an unmarried girl and 100 for a widow or a divorcee. The Rambam paskins that if a person did not write a ksuba to his wife, he's still obligated to give it. It's called a tanai bezdin. It's a law that, or a stipulation that was made by bezdin that even if, let's say, the husband didn't obligate himself, still, or let's say the wife wants to forgive him, forgo the amount of the ksuba, they still need a ksuba. Even more so, the halacha, as the Rambam says, that if, let's say, a guy gets married to a woman and there is no ksuba, the halacha is that it's a problem. It's bilas nus. It's as if they're not married. And that's why it's of critical importance that if a couple misplaces their ksuba, they really don't live together as husband and wife until they find their replacement, which is called in halacha a ksuba di'irchasa, a ksuba for a loss of a ksuba. It's not such a difficult thing to procure, but it's an important document and something that has to be taken care of. I'll share an interesting story, even though I don't usually share stories. Many years ago, we couldn't find our ksuba. Myself and my wife were living in Israel, so I went to the Beis Din of the Eda Haredes, which was next to my yeshiva, and they called two witnesses in, and they wrote me ksuba de irchasa. A few weeks later, we found our original ksuba. But it's not valid anymore once you have ksuba de irchasa, but we held on to it anyways. And then, maybe 12 months later, I'm sitting and learning in yeshiva, and an Israeli taps me on the shoulder and says to me, is your name Shlomo Landau? And I said, yes, it is. He says, the rabbi next door is frantically looking for you. Anyways, I go running next door. It was the rabbi in the Bezin of the Eda Haredes, of the court of the Eda Haredes, that had written my ksuba de irchasa, the one that was lost. And he realized he made a mistake. And he was trying to track me down for almost a year. And for some reason, somebody came into him and said he knew who I was. And because of that, he let me know that the ksuba de irchasa, the lost ksuba, was actually invalid, which was great because that means that my original ksuba is the main ksuba, and that's the one that's good. So that's a short story that happened to me. There's a big machlekes, a big discussion if the ksuba is min haraisa, if it's min hatayra, if it's biblical, or if it's only midrabbanon, if it's only rabbinic. Regardless, it's definitely mandatory, and a person has to write it in order to be able to live together with his wife and to marry her. Just one last point is that if you ever listen carefully to when they read a ksuba by a wedding, they say the money that is fit to you midaraisa. Midaraisa means from the Torah, so it sounds like it's biblical. So they question what that even means, because maybe ksuba, the money of the ksuba is not doraisa. So some say that means actually money that would be recognized even in the Torah. Regardless of what, Bezras Hashem, we'll have a lot of discussions about the ksuba and many other laws that are related to marriage and to women in general. And Bezras Hashem, look forward to having you along for the journey each and every day. Hatzlacha, have a wonderful day and an amazing rest of your week.